Rock 106 with the Vince and Rosie Show, and guest in studio is Peter Anholt. He is the general manager and head coach of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and of course, Rock 106 is home of Hurricanes hockey.
That's right. Peter, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's awesome.
We got to get the elephant out of the room here right off the bat.
Okay.
At the end of the season, you guys all gave out the Thank You Fans poster. And seeing pretty much everybody in the entire organization on here.
Anyone who is in the NMAC Center for game day is in that photograph.
Except your two most vital people to the organization. The best public address announcer in the league.
Ever.
Boy Vince,
ever.
Ever. And one of the top 22 radio color guys, Rosie. Neither of us.
I think the word went out. Did you guys not get that memo?
We did not get the memo.
You missed that memo.
Dustin Forbes is
maybe,
pictured.
Yeah,
play by guy. Rosie should be
maybe
right
maybe we
him.
Sent that out by Envoy or something.
By fax machine or something.
Yeah, I haven't used a fax machine since 1998.
Maybe technology. Maybe we used the old technology back then.
That's right.
Just lost your microphone. Right. Now it's handheld.
We're falling apart here.
That's right. Maybe that's why you don't invite us into any of that stuff.
It's a gong show.
That's right. Peter, just kind of talk to us about, I know this is hard to do, but just kind of a rundown of the season, what you thought since you came on board. There was a lot of good times. There was some bad times, especially near the end, but I want to look at the good times.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I guess from my standpoint to you guys, that when I first came on, my very, very short-term goal was to try to excite the kids enough that they were going to come back after Christmas. And I thought that was very, very important, because I just really felt that we were going to have some guys that were going to decide it was maybe better not to come back. And that would have been a real disaster. We managed to do that. I thought we finished off before Christmas on a real good high note, winning in Moose Jaw and Regina. So the kids were having fun already and certainly were liking what was going on. So they all came back. And then, we had a pretty good little set before the trading deadline. Had a pretty good run there. And then it was time to make some changes. We were carrying too many players, I felt. I think we had 26 players, and that's too many. 22 or 23 is a good number. And so it went, it was time to start to move people out. I think the number of moves at the trade deadline were a little exaggerated, because we had more players than I thought we needed. So we had to move some guys out. So we put some guys down back in junior A, and we got younger, we got bigger, which is something I wanted to do. And we got to continue to go on that road, I think, especially getting bigger.
Yep.
It's a tough league. People don't understand how hard this league is, 72 games and the travel. And this division is really tough, and big and strong teams, and you're going head-to-head with them all every night. And then you head out west. That's a tough division or conference. And, so you need some size. You need some of your guys to feel comfortable in playing. It's not that the fighting is really a big, big part anymore. That has faded, I think, and will continue to fade. But I think for the most part, I think you just need some size, just because of the wear and tear on your guys, and they have to feel comfortable to be able to play.
General manager and head coach of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Peter Anholt, in studio on the Vince and Rosie Show. What did you do to Giorgio Estefan to turn his season around? Did you make him shoot the other way? Did you sharpen his skates? Was he wearing dull ones all year? What? Like, this guy just came alive under your tutelage. What happened?
You know what? Walked in the very, very first day, said to Giorgio, "You're the guy. We're going to pass the torch off on to you. We have to get younger. We have to pass the torch off onto the younger guys." Moved a couple, real good quality players out to enable that. The Sheen kid was a real good quality player and an exciting player, and moving Jones out was tough. But then, you move Giorgio into those top six positions where he's going to be the guy, he's going to be on every power play. Moving Wong to the right wing, I thought, was really key, because then that'll enable Giorgio and him to play together. And And it seemed to kind of work with Braden Burke once we got him into that position. So that line had some chemistry. And Giorgio, he was just excited about everything going forward. And he had the weight of the world off of his shoulders, so he was skating better. I don't know if there's a guy in the league that has a quicker release than he does. So he's setting, you know, the guys were getting him the puck, and he was getting himself into position. So things started to go for him. And, you know, I'm really pleased for him because he had bright eyes and he was excited about playing. And, you know, it was just awesome to see the transition. And
he added some size to himself over the last year, and it seemed like he finally realized that he could use it to his advantage and not be knocked off the puck so easily.
Yeah.
He became very tough to defend.
Exactly. Good point. You know, he was really tough on the puck. And that's something our whole team has to be better at. I mean, but he really took it to another level and you know, really was hard to knock off the puck when he had it. And, you know, the thing about Giorgio, people forget, like, the man played with a broken ankle through the summer and through a couple camps. And then he finally got his ankle fixed, probably came back too soon. Before he was really ready and in shape to play, because he wanted to try to be a difference maker, you know. So there's a lot of things about Giorgio that some people don't really know, and I have a lot of respect for the kid and persevered through a lot of tough times, and nice to see that he's had some success.
Now, Rosie and I play through injury all the time.
Exactly.
I don't think you should make
sore throats and things like that. Right. It's hard.
Peter Anholt is the general manager and the head coach of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and you just got second overall in the draft. How do you feel about that?
Well, I there was really no surprise. I wasn't really too concerned. We weren't going to fall too far, even if we did. But, you know, second pick, there's going to be a good player there. And my job now is to work with our scouting staff. I'm going to get out, and April's going to be a busy month for me to get out on the road and see all the camps and see all the top guys and have some visits with some kids, have some visits with some parents, and see where we're at and who that guy is going to be. But we're going to end up with a good player at that position, of course.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. I don't think you're going to draft a goalie second overall. I think you got a good one right now.
Yeah, we got an average one. He's okay. Yeah, no, he's good. He's, you know what? I like our tandem. I like Sitz. Sittler's been really, really good. He's been a good partner for Stewie. But of course, Stewie is a special guy. I mean, he's special and could be the best 16-year-old goalie that I've seen since Dan Blackburn. And Blackburn was very, very good. And he's got so much natural ability, but, you know, he's a great kid. He wants to get better. He competes hard. He brings a lot of intangibles to the position, too, that aren't just seen by the normal eye, you know. So, yeah, you know, we're pleased with that position. We're pleased with where we've got the depth we've got coming, and then the Kegler kid that was with us for two or three weeks at the end of the year, coming from Leduc, might have a chance too to push. So we'll see.
What do you want to see from your kids when they come to camp in August? I know the season just ended, and it's hard to look forward to August. But what do you want these kids to come? Good attitude, in shape, probably all that sort of stuff, right?
Well, I think a lot of them have to have a real good summer. I think that they have to, you know, really, if they can work on their skills and be a better player in that regard, but, you know, their strength and speed has to increase. We got some players that just are underdeveloped physically. And a guy like Jager White, who I think has some great offensive instincts, but has to get stronger and has to get quicker, and his skating has to get better. And Braden Burke is probably in that position too, where he just has to get stronger. He's at this level, he's got some unbelievable hockey sense and makes some great plays, but, you know, he just has to get stronger and be tougher to play against and be tougher when he's on the puck. And those kind of guys, I think, are important. A guy like Vander Vliss, who came up with this at the end here, you know, a real good kid, has worked hard for everything he's gotten in his life, and I like the idea of that, and he's going to continue to work hard, and his skating should get better with some hard work, and I think he's going to be a good player for us.
Peter Anholt joining us. You wanted to talk to him about your best friend that you see every single game, sometimes on multiple occasions.
Well, we could talk to him about our favorite player once upon a time that was traded away. Remember that?
Who's that? Oh.
Brighton Sayers.
Brighton Sayers. That's right.
Sayers,
I was talking about Carter Folt.
I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. Brighton Sayers. Well, of course, Brighton's from Prince Albert, yeah, where I live, and I actually coach Brighton in Bantam.
He came on the show and praised the move to get you on board.
So
I can't imagine. Hey,
that was a tough trade, and that just goes to show it's a business. It's nothing personal, and I like Brighton, and you know, he was certainly a dedicated Hurricane, and but. You know, sometimes decisions have to be made, and that's the way it is. It's nothing personal. It's hard.
So my new best friend after Brighton is Carter Folk. Love that kid.
Hey, Folky, like I was with Seattle when we traded Folky here, and that was a hard trade. And even to this day, Russ Farwell says he misses having Folky on his team. You know, he brings an element that is special. And, you know, he brings that sandpaper to your team and that toughness and that grit. And, you know, he got a little scuffed up with a concussion there in the thrower trade against Vancouver. So we actually shut him down. We didn't let him fight for the rest of the year until the end of at the end when he felt that he, you know, he was good enough to go and he knew that he could defend himself a little bit better. But, you know, the thrower situation, thrower kind of tilted that in his favor because he pulled off his elbow pad before. And, of course, the four guys in the stripes on the ice didn't see it, of course. There's four of them, though, but they didn't see it.
But we won't dwell on that.
Yeah, we won't dwell on that. That doesn't bother me, as you can tell. Yeah. But he got a little scuffed up after that. But, you know, he's good to go now, and he brings an element that's so important to a team.
Now, we talked to you before the game, your last game of the year. Dustin, our play-by-play guy, and myself were talking to you, and we were talking to the players in between periods, which we did all year, which was just fantastic, and we appreciate you and the organization for doing that. And all you guys talked about that last game was playing for the fans. We just decided in the room we're going to play for the fans. That was one of the most exciting games of the year. Yeah. I think you guys should make that motto. Forget fueled by passion. We're just playing for the fans. Can you make that your motto?
I'll tell you, my respect for the fans here in Lethbridge is just gone through the roof. I mean, they've gone through some tough times. They just continue to show up, and the buzz in that rink in the second half was awesome. It was really, really good, and you know, we have to do a better job as an organization and put a better product on the ice. And that's the bottom line. And you talk about trading guys away that you don't want to, Vince. Boy, it's not easy. And you know, we have an obligation to put a better product on the ice. And I think we're in the right direction, going heading in the right direction. I believe that. I think we're going to be better next year. To what degree and what step we're going to take, I don't know, because we haven't played in any meaningful games, you know, and there's a difference between playing meaningful games. You know, as a coach, you try to fool the guys into this or that and try to make something up as you're, you know, getting them ready for the game. But ultimately, hey, you want to play meaningful games, and it makes you a better player in the long run. So that's got to be a goal, that we've got to start playing some meaningful games in the later in the season.
Since you've taken over, the team is improved greatly. I mean, we had, what, 6 wins? You take over, we got 6 wins in 7 games. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Was good,
you know,
energy from that.
I thought our February is really good. Vince, I was really pleased with our February. I was really disappointed with our March. I thought that, you know, but it was funny. We were in all the games for the most part, but we had little segments in those games that we found ways to lose. And it just amazed me how many different ways we found to lose games. And, you know, hopefully that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger, because I'll tell you, we died a lot of deaths in, through March. And, you know, I think we're going to be better because of it, but only time will tell.
General manager, head coach of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Peter Ann Holt, since you've taken over and concluding this season, give me your favorite thing that you've seen in the team and the improvement, and the one thing that you really definitely want to focus on next year to improve that you feel is a weakness for the club.
Well, I think my favorite team thing is in all our exit meetings with the guys. To a man, they're excited about coming back, and they're excited about the direction we're going. They can see a light at the end of the tunnel. They can see that we're going to do what it takes to create an environment where they can not only be successful as a team, but also get better as a player and have a chance to move on and possibly be a pro, and if not, go to school. And, you know, so I think that's the most exciting thing for me, to look in their eyes and know that they're excited about coming back. And that was mission accomplished as far as that goes, because that was one of our big things that we had to accomplish. We got to cut down on our shots against. I think our shots, game-to-game basis, we just gave up too many shots. I think that that's something the coaching staff is going to have to really, really work hard at to defend better and to defend better as a group. Like, we relied on our goaltending way too much on a game-to-game basis. If our goaltender on most nights wasn't our best player, we didn't have a chance. And so, hey, call a spade, that's the way it is. And, that's where we really have to improve upon. But I think as we get better, we'll have the puck more, we'll be in the offensive zone more. Automatically, we should cut down on our goals or shots and goals against because of that.
What I've seen from the team is just your forecheck, eager forecheck, and you cycle the puck. I haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a firm believer that kids want to play with pressure. They want to get after teams. I mean, it's funny how coaches, for the most part, coaches are the type of players that we were, energy guys, or, you know, and weren't maybe that good, but we had some energy. But then we get to coach, and then we back you guys off, and we get them on their heels, and we think that that should be the way to play, because they talk about structure, and I got my fingers in quotation marks there. I think players like to play with pressure. I think they like to get after teams. And you know what? If teams can beat you and beat you by breaking your pressure, hey, kudos to them. But I think if you do it the proper way, I think you can have some fun with it and get after teams. And we have to make the NMAX a harder place to play. Like, if they're going to come in here, they have to pay a price to come in here. And I know that's a little bit old school in a sense, because you can't do it the way we used to do it. But you still can make it a hard place to play.
Peter Ann Holt, general manager and head coach of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, thank you so much for your time.
Awesome. No, and I just a comment, Vince, you just do an awesome job with the PA. I said that the first time I walked into the rink, and that had never changed. It never changed the excitement in your voice on a game-to-game basis. It didn't matter what was going on, and we certainly appreciate that. And Rosie, I never heard you,
so
I can't really blow your horn.
You still kept us both out of the team picture.
But thanks for having me on, guys.
Third string goalie who was here for 2 weeks was in that picture.
He's like, point that out.
Great. Hey, thanks for all the love. But I know you love Brighton Sayers, and you traded him away, so
I guess I'm careful.
Yeah, I wonder what club I'm going to end up with next year. We're reassigning you to Saskatchewan.
Hey, come on, I'm from Saskatchewan. Be careful.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I meant the SJHL.
Oh, I see.
Downgrade,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good,
thank you again,
guys.
Peter.
Yeah, thank you.